Dr. Ricardo Calderon is speaking for Dr. Jonathan Fielding, who had to return to Los Angeles because of H1N1 issues and such back in Los Angeles. So I'm introducing Dr. Ricardo Calderon, who's listed there as a substitute speaker. Dr. Calderon is the area director and health officer for the city of Los Angeles. He earned his MD from San Carlos University in Guatemala and his MPH from UCLA. He's associate professor at the Claremont Graduate University's chair of the MPH Leadership, Management, and Governance track. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Calderon.
Muy buenos dias. Good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to represent the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Health. Now, I have to say something at the beginning. I am not reading a paper. So if the presentation is great, it was obvious that I was giving great slides. If it is not, I'm afraid you're going to have to shoot the messenger. And I did some editing this morning because Dr. Fielding left yesterday to Los Angeles because of H1N1 issues. So I have to apologize in advance because I turned all of the titles into caps and then I misspelled fluoridation. This is Dr. Fielding, my supervisor. He is the director of public health and the health officer for Los Angeles County. The contributing authors are Dr. Maritza Cabezas and Dr. Timothy Collins from our oral health program at Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, and also Edgar DiMale, the water quality section specialist at the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, and Stephen Uganda McCain from the Children's Dental Center of Greater Los Angeles. This is what they wanted to accomplish this morning. They wanted to describe ongoing foundation support, political advocacy, and coalition building to advance water fluoridation in Los Angeles. They wanted also to describe the role of the Los Angeles County First Five Commission to promote water fluoridation. And they also wanted to describe to you the experience and the successful strategy to fund municipal water fluoridation. So the challenge, as all of you know, I'm not a dentist, I'm a doctor, but as all of you know, in the industrialized world, we have 60 to 90% of dental cavities among school children, but we also know that from 18 to 40%, we can achieve a reduction if we fluoridate the water. So there's a public health service that we can provide and that we can extend to all of the socioeconomic and demographic sectors of the society. It's a very safe and cost-effective per capita. It's been estimated that it's less than $1. Actually, it's been estimated at 0.92 cents per person per year, and it's one of the 10 most important public health achievements. So the challenge is getting the water supply for the largest county of the states, and then this is what happened. There was a first step, and the first step was to fluoridate the Southern California Metropolitan Water Supply. This Metropolitan Water Supply comprises 26 cities. You have to know that in Los Angeles County, we have 88 cities. So then the MWD comprises 26 cities. It serves 19 million residents and delivers an average of 1.7 billion gallons of water per day. It is the nation's largest provider of treated drinking water. But after a very difficult battle, the Metropolitan Water Board decided back in February 2003 to fluoridate the water. Now, why was it difficult? Primarily because of costs. And second, there was opposition both by the public and also opposition by the board of the Metropolitan Water District. These are the six counties that are served. It ranges from Ventura County to Los Angeles County to San Bernardino County to Riverside County, and also to Orange County and to San Diego. You have to know that today, as of today, 49% of the water in Los Angeles County is fluoridated, We have cities like Los Angeles County, cities like Beverly Hills and Long Beach that are 100% fluoridated, but we also have cities that are not. So then step two was, in reality, what can we do to take care of the remaining 51% of the cities that are not fluoridated? As I said, MWD supplies about half of the water used. We have, let me give you some examples. We have cities like Pasadena. In Pasadena, 50% comes from the water from MWD. But then they also get supply from their own water, or they buy from other departments. We have cities like Palos Verdes. They get all of the water supply from MWD. We have cities like West Covina. They get it from the Walnut Water District, from the Roland Water District, San Gabriel Water District. So you can see, we have challenges in Los Angeles because we have 88 cities. And then all of these cities are getting their supply from many different sources, not only the Metropolitan Water District. So some of the obstacles, as I have already mentioned, cost was the primary obstacle. Primarily startup and operating costs, which can range in the millions of dollars for mid-sized cities like Pomona, Claremont, and Downey. And the issue that these water districts do not want to increase their rates to the customers. So then the challenge for Los Angeles has been and continues to be, how can we leverage possible funding from other sources? So in the search for funding, a coalition was created, a coalition that comprised primarily partners like MWD, the USC Dental School, the Children's Dental Center of Greater Los Angeles, and Los Angeles County as a whole. And then the source that was really targeted and identified was the first five Los Angeles coalition. Let me tell you something about the first five. This is a unique child advocacy organization that is utilizing money that comes from tobacco tax revenues. And they are ensuring the good health status and well-being of children 0 to 5. They have invested over $699 million over the past 10 years, and they average about $70 million every year. So this was an excellent source to convince, to advocate water fluoridation. Their mission is emotionally and physically well, healthy and safe, and ready to learn children. So the commission comprises 13 members, and these 13 members come from the private and from the public, as well as the nonprofit sector. And this includes members that are nominated by each of the supervisors of Los Angeles County, as well as the public health department, the mental health department, and the Office of Education in Los Angeles. The campaign against water fluoridation at First 5 LA. You have to know that over the years, there have been many people that I'm sure that you guys that are working in water fluoridation know. A lot of numerous anecdotal articles in non-peer-reviewed papers were sent to the First Five Commission. Many sensationalistic and alarmist interviews in the media also against water fluoridation. The lesson learned in Los Angeles was we have to respond to concerns raised with evidence-based information, and that is addressing information with the facts, with what we know. And also we have to let them know what we don't know and how we're going to find out what we do not know, and answer each specific allegation thoroughly with information from peer-reviewed articles. So then we were successful, and then the Los Angeles County First Five Commission decided to invest $20 million in water fluoridation, primarily to pay for infrastructure. And the project is called the Oral Health Community Development Project. There was a release of an RFP. And I am told that the first RFP was not that successful because, of course, you know, in public health and the medical community, we are used to RFPs and we understand them. But the water districts and primarily the engineers found them to be quite complex and complicated. So the Los Angeles County First Five Commission decided to put out a second RFP, explaining in more detail and coming up with a more user-friendly to this new audience. And there was also a lot of interest, but there was also a lot of concerns, primarily, again, with the startup costs and the operating cost, and the feeling that they would have to raise the rates to the customers, which they didn't want to do. And therefore, the new strategy in Los Angeles County, which is being considered today, is paying for these ongoing operating costs, okay? I don't know if any person from the First Five Commission is here today. Maybe he or she can give us an update because this is still being considered. We are hoping that we will be able to attract, make this RFP process and this project more attractive if we pay for the operating costs. So then what are our ongoing challenges? Well, not all water district boards want to proceed, primarily because of costs. And then water providers have concerns about these initial investments that they have to make. And also, of course, we continue to have efforts from the anti-fluoridationists because of ethical, because of legal, because of safety and efficacy issues. The current situation, however, creates public health challenges. And one of the challenges, or primarily the main one, is what do we do? Do we have to give supplemental fluoride to infants and young children if we do not do a complete 100% water fluoridation? Do we have to rely on fluoride coming from toothpaste or maybe fluoridating salt or milk? Or do we go with the drops or do we go with the tablets? So this is a very difficult mix of questions to answer in Los Angeles. Because water sources vary by company and by season and also by weather. And therefore, taking a look from the 30,000 foot level, even if a community's water supply is completely and ultimately fluoridated, what about the other sources of water that don't come from the tap? And the previous speakers have addressed some of these issues because only a fraction of a person's total daily consumption comes from the tap. So then the issue is, what about the other sources, the bottled water, the soft drinks, and the foods cooked with water? So we still have the challenges to work with different communities, with different coalitions, with also First Five LA, as well as the water districts, to ensure that at some point we get water fluoridation for the entire population. Muchísimas gracias.